Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. I'm here with Dr. Itumeleng Monaghing, and he works for the University of Cape Town and for the South African Astronomical Observatory. He's a lecturer here. Good afternoon, Itumeleng.
Good afternoon.
Now, he's been part of an important new piece of research that's come out about a subject we all dearly love. Flaring black holes, not just any old ordinary black holes, but flaring black holes. What on earth are these?
So what happens is the flaring occurs because there's some mass that's being accreted by the black hole.
So this is a black hole in the middle of a huge galaxy.
Yes.
Out there somewhere.
Somewhere out there.
And this black hole is at the center of the galaxy and it flares, it sort of gives off what? Because they don't give off light, do they?
Yeah, so it gives off some sort of light, so it doesn't give off optical light. So the flaring is detected at other wavelengths. So it usually happens in the X-rays, so at higher energies than the optical. So what happens is you have some mass which is inflowing inside of the galaxy or into the galaxy, and some of it forms an accretion disk.
So this is around the black hole, you mean?
That's right.
So this is matter coming into the galaxy from outside of the galaxy and then falling into the black hole.
Yeah.
It's rough out there, isn't it?
It's rough out there. So it forms, as I said, what's called an accretion disk. So this is like a thin disk surrounding the black hole. So the flaring occurs in these active galaxies because matter flows inside and it's heated up to high temperatures. But what was amazing about this particular flaring black hole, which was recently discovered, was that the flaring was repetitive. So for the first time, this was seen repeating. And it's still quite a mystery as to how this happens, because usually what we see is that you get a flash of light that is seen with these black holes due to what we call a tidal disruption event. So what that means is that you have a star orbiting very close to the black hole, and it's being pulled in by the tidal force of the black hole because it's so powerful. As you said, it's very massive. It's about 400 or so times the mass of our own sun, so it's quite big. So this tidal disruption spaghettifies the star, and then it falls inside, and then that causes a flash.
So the black hole sucks in a whole star.
That's it.
And so it elongates it, and then boom. Gobbles the thing up, and then we see a sort of flash.
That's
but
right.
Not a regular one. I mean, it can't be that this black hole is gobbling up a star every... I mean, how often was it flaring?
So it was flaring about once every 9 hours or so.
Oh, so that's far too greedy.
It's too greedy. So it had a big appetite, this one. And it's estimated that it was eating up during those flares something about 4 moons per flash.
So we don't quite know why it's doing this at the moment, but we just know it's doing it. And is it extremely regular?
So it happened, I think about 5 of these flares were detected where the X-ray emission suddenly brightened to about 20 times the quiet phase. And this is, as I said, is estimated to be eating up about four moons or so. So it's quite a big gobbler of food.
So we don't know quite. I mean, could it be some other sort of physics process that we just haven't fathomed out yet?
Yeah, it could be. So further modeling is required and further observations are required. So this was a close galaxy or close black hole, which is why it was able to be seen. But hopefully there's a few more others like this. There have been a couple of suggestions that have been put out to sort of try to explain why this could be.
But right now, we just don't know. So people out there are gobbling black holes in the universe, hopefully a long way away from us. Dr. Monaghing, thank you very much for talking to Fine Music Radio listeners about what's up there.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.